Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Open Line Thursday, Rickies. We are the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Team 980 AM, 910 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia, and Monumental Sports Network. On your TV, we're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. You got a three-man junk show today. It's a different lineup than yesterday. I am Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops. On your Instagram, John Paul Flame is here.
Is 4 hours of sleep good?
It's not, generally. No. I don't think...
Why? Is that what you got?
I don't think people would recommend 4 hours of sleep.
Maybe 4:15.
Yeah, not good.
And back from a few days off, went to see his daughter graduate.
Yep.
In Blacksburg from Virginia Tech, it's Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
What's up? Welcome back.
How you boys doing?
How was the graduation? Well. Of course, you had your surgery,
graduation.
Or procedure, whatever you want to call it. You got a Band-Aid on your head.
Graduation, first of all, was a little emotional, but we got through that. And we actually had three graduations to go. Three commencements.
That's a lot of commencements.
Yeah.
Who were your three speakers? Can you remember any of them?
I don't remember any of them. they were all hooky.
There wasn't like an Adam Sandler or somebody on that level.
Or like somebody memorable like Kermit the Frog delivering the commencement speech Maryland today.
None of those. Mm. But we got through it. Moved her out of her apartment on Monday. Had the skin cancer treatment on Tuesday.
It's a busy week.
That wasn't fun. Believe me, that was not fun. I got to be careful. I should have a suntan lotion endorsement.
You definitely should. You should have an SPF endorsement, 100%.
And I didn't realize this. Maybe I did. I just don't think about it. Because when you play golf, you're out in the sun for 4.5, 5 hours, sometimes
easily.
Longer.
Yeah.
You're not slathering up during your round?
No, I always put suntan lotion on before I play.
Yeah.
But I rarely reapply. Mm-hmm. After 2 hours, it dissolves completely.
I'm pretty decent at reapplying, especially like I don't play golf a lot, but we're going to play in the Purple Heart Open. I think that's June 3rd, if my memory serves correct. And I always put sunscreen on before, and I definitely put on another coating probably midway through the round.
Yeah, I rarely do that. I just don't think about it. But I didn't realize that the suntan lotion completely dissolves.
Yeah.
So it goes from SPF 50, if that's what you wear.
Yeah.
After 2 hours, it goes to zero.
My best measure is I look over at Mike Marr, who's pale skinned, and I'm like, if he starts turning red, I'm like, I think it's time to put on some more lotion.
Yeah. I mean,
put on some more of the SPF.
And I didn't think about that. So I got to be careful because I don't want to go through this again.
No.
There was a story.
It was not fun.
I'm sure it wasn't.
Here it is. I saw this yesterday, didn't click on it. Headline, study says 75% of sunscreens aren't effective.
Really?
So even when you're applying it 3/4 of the time, it's not effective.
Why is that? Is that because the sun's just too strong for the lotions? I don't get that.
Not sure.
It says, according to a new study released by the Environmental Working Group, only about 25% of the sunscreens being sold are safe and effective.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
It's got to be Nubs Brands.
I mean, because my dermatologist would have told me that.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm going to go, I have to go next Wednesday to get the stitches removed. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask her, what lotion should I use?
Yeah, that's great. Brand. That's great.
Find the best brand and then come back and disseminate that info to the audience.
And that's the one I should endorse. What was that?
You know what you also need to do?
What's that?
Is you need to go to Golfdom and you need to invest in one of those bucket hats.
Yep. That's what she told me.
It's a great idea.
She said, if you're going to play golf, you have to wear a bucket hat.
Maybe even sun sleeves, but that might be a little too much, but at least start with the bucket hat.
Yeah.
Or it might be the Aussie hat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've got some there,
too. I know. I was looking at them the other day.
I'm going to have to start. And she said, no golf for 10 days. Stay out of the sun for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then get those stitches removed and certainly reapply every 2 hours.
Yeah.
Whenever you're in the... And look, I used to go to the beach and lay out. You know, that's because what we like to do. We like to get brown. But those days are done.
Yeah, those days are over.
Those days are so over.
Umbrella man.
Oh, hell yeah.
You got to have a... I don't go to the beach and not sit under an umbrella.
Nope, no more.
If I'm in the water, obviously I'm not bringing an umbrella in the water. But as soon as I get out, right under the umbrella.
Yep.
Are you going to have a gnarly scar?
I don't know. She didn't say that, but I could. It's probably, if I do, it'll be very small. I don't know if you'll be able to see it. The procedure was called the Mohs procedure. It's named after some doctor. I guess he invented it. They went in, she said 70% of the time they'll get it for after one procedure.
Okay.
One cut. And what they do is they numb it and they go and they scrape out the infected skin.
Yep.
And they take it to the lab and they inspect it and they see if they got it all. If they don't get it all, they gotta go back in again. Well, of course I had to go back in again.
Oh, okay.
So they said 20% of the time it takes two procedures.
Okay.
So, of course, it happened to me.
I'm reading the Mohs procedure. No cutting, no surgical scarring. Says no pain.
No, I definitely had pain.
I remember I did an endorsement on this station for toenail fungus, laser.
Right.
And the copy point said no pain.
No pain. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lie.
I don't know who said it was no pain.
Well, the worst pain was when they go in, they just, you know, they needle you to numb it.
Sure.
Man, that freaking hurt. And then when the numbness wears off, it starts to throb. It was not painless.
They give you a painkiller for after the procedure?
She didn't. She just said extra strength Tylenol. I had some stronger stuff at home.
Oh, you did. You had something in reserve.
I did.
So very good.
I was on that. But yeah, the had to do two Mohs procedures. So if you're fair skin, boys and girls, protect yourself.
Yep.
Because you don't want to deal with this. And I hope I never have to deal with it again.
Good words, probably wisdom.
Will. I probably will.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of surgery news on today's show because you are back and you had your skin cancer removed with the Mohs surgery.
Uh-huh.
Drab is probably on his way or already at the clinic where he's going to have his hair transplant surgery.
I think it's starting at 6:30. Starting in like 20 minutes.
Wow. We're going to do a check-in with him around 8:25 in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
See how everything's going. I told him along the way to send some pics so that we could post it to our social media.
Good.
Show people what it's all about and have a kind of a frame of reference as he's getting his hair transplant. Transplant, I guess.
I, for lack of a better term, hair harvesting is what he was using.
I'm going to go transplant because it's getting moved from one part of his head to a different part. That's a transplant last time I checked.
I thought he was going to be kind of nervous. Maybe he's more nervous this morning when he realizes he has, like, it's today, like they're doing it. But he was all psyched yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was excited. So,
yeah.
He's going to come back a new man.
So I wonder what he's going to look like.
He's going to have so much hair.
Is he coming back tomorrow or next week?
No, no, he's not coming back until Tuesday.
Yeah. Next week, yeah.
And then remember, we all have off on Monday.
Correct.
Oh, don't worry. I've been thinking about it.
Don't tell Bickle.
I don't think you're going to see anybody. I don't think that's ever. Has that ever happened over nearly 30 years?
When someone comes in on a Memorial Day?
Somebody spaced on like just having a day off and showed up?
I'm sure it has.
Maybe a Labor Day?
I don't think it's happened. I have.
You know what? Juneteenth.
I have a couple times.
Because that's a new one.
Yeah.
I have a couple times woke up on a Saturday in a panic thinking that it's a different day of the week.
I've done that. Wake up. It's like 5 a.m. I'm like, oh, right. Overslept. Then I'm like, oh, it's a glorious Saturday. I can sleep in until 7, 7:30, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
It's great.
So anyway, that's great news that you had your surgery.
Yep.
And hopefully the cancer never comes back. And Drabby's having his surgery, which is exciting. He's changing his life.
Where's Bickle?
He is en route to Cornell for graduation.
Yeah. Oh, he's got his
graduation. And then after the graduation, he goes to Pittsburgh for a volleyball tournament.
Gotcha. Yeah.
This will entertain you.
It's grad time.
He has to fly from Ithaca to, I guess, Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But there are no direct flights from Ithaca to Pittsburgh. So he has to fly like from Ithaca to like something like Raleigh, North Carolina, and then to Pittsburgh.
Really?
So, I mean, it might not be that extreme, but it's a crazy route.
Why does he just drive?
I don't know. I don't know how.
I didn't understand that because Ithaca to Pittsburgh is like a 5-6 hour drive.
Yeah. Well, what's he doing?
I don't know. He just doesn't want to add the miles.
So he's
going to
go. Hold on. He's going to go down to Raleigh. Are you making
that
up?
I'm exaggerating with Raleigh, okay. But it's definitely not. A good route to take.
He's
definitely going out of his way to get from point A to point B.
Like, instead of driving 5 hours.
Yeah, like Ithaca to Pittsburgh, I'm guessing, is like this.
Yeah.
He's going to go Ithaca here, then to Pittsburgh.
That's stupid.
That's the only
I hope there's a good reason. I hope there's a good reason he's doing that.
I guess he just didn't want to do the driving bit.
Oh, believe me, the last thing I want to do is get on a plane twice.
I think, actually, part of the driving bit is they have to move out, Megan.
Okay.
So then one vehicle is going to probably help move her back.
Okay, that
makes
sense.
Moving to New York, but
right.
Mm-hmm.
They got to, you know, kind of like you did, get all the stuff out of an apartment.
I couldn't believe all the stuff in my daughter's apartment.
Well, yeah.
I could not believe how much stuff. I mean, there's four girls, mm-hmm. right? And you can't even leave a fork in this apartment or you get fined.
Right.
So if you leave anything, you get fined.
How much is the fine?
I don't know. It's probably, you know, a
couple $100.
Oh, yeah, $100 per girl.
Yeah.
But it was.
Got to get
there
everything.
There was so
out.
Much stuff in there.
Yeah.
And most of the stuff got tossed.
Right.
I mean, the dumpster outside in the parking lot,
so
outside of her apartment, was so full.
Fullest
it's
ever been.
I mean, there were TVs out there, dressers.
Right.
Stuff that people would probably use.
Sure.
I mean, the TVs probably are broken, mm-hmm. but dressers, people would use them. But I couldn't believe how much stuff these girls had.
It's
unbelievable.
They accumulate it after living there for a while. All right, let's sneak in Steve. He's calling it from Laurel. He had the same procedure you had, Jason.
Oh, okay.
What's up, Steve? You're the first caller on an Open Line Thursday. Congrats to you.
What's up, Stevie?
How about that? Hey, Jason, I had the same thing in my left ear.
Wow. And, inside the ear?
Right there. Just inside the ear.
Wow.
So you could hear and feel it with them scraping. You know, I knew, you know what I'm talking
uh-huh.
about. I had to go back in a second time, just like you did.
Right.
And, you know, I'm 63 now, and it seems that a visit to the dermatologist is becoming like a semi-annual deal.
Yep. Yep.
Head to toe at this point.
When did you do it? The procedure? When was that?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
About a year or so ago, placed down in Annapolis.
Okay, and that was the first time you had it?
That procedure, right, yeah. I've had other things like on my left arm, probably from driving a van around all these years, a couple what he would call cancerous, but not like dangerous, but he had to scrape those out too at the dermatologist. So yeah. It's like, man, it's starting to catch up after all these years.
I know, man.
They say no more suntans.
Nope.
Sure.
The sun is overrated.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Steve.
Stay out of
appreciate
there, brother.
The call, man.
Cakes has said this for years.
Yeah.
It is the world's biggest carcinogen.
Well,
yes, it is.
I mean, I think I'm 1,000% correct.
Yep.
Got to protect yourself from it.
Yep, and I hope I never have to do it. I got to thank Dr. Mirage.
Yeah.
She was my dermatologist. She's actually got three offices, one in Leesburg.
She had a silly hotel in Vegas back in the day.
Right. She's got one in Warrenton, and she's got one in Rockville.
Yeah.
She's actually based out of Rockville.
Ah,
that's
very
where
good.
That's where she lives.
Excellent.
But she's well-respected, and she did a great job, so thank you, Doc.
All right, got a lot to hit on an open line Thursday. We'll talk some NFL with Ross Tucker. He's on the show at 7:20. We'll be joined by Mark Ein, one of the minority owners of the Commanders. He's promoting the 2025 Mubadala City DC Open tennis event, so he'll be on the show at 8 o'clock. And Kevin McCarthy joins us at 9. He's reviewing Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, so you don't want to miss any of that. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. Lots to get to, including NBA playoffs, who won the MVP in the NBA, and a big rule change or non-change in the NFL. We'll get to all that next on the sports page.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.